our Air Force at Clark Field immediately sent our planes into the air, fighters and bombers. They circled around and nothing happened for a couple of hours. They all came in and landed to have lunch. Had the planes lined up in nice, neat military lines. We're all in the mess hall having lunch. And at the same time that they were eating lunch, I had come in from my platoon to find out what was really going on. And I walked over to the colonel's desk, saw a letter laying there, which, of course, I couldn't resist reading. The letter was from General King, and it said, "The immediate threat of bombing is off. The enemy forces have been turned away. You can bring your troops in to get some rest and to get something to eat." And about that time, Sergeant Thomas, who was outside the headquarters, called, "Hey, who says we don't have any airplanes in the Philippines? Come out and take a look at these." So I ran out to take a look, and I was counting when the first bomb hit the ground.
Wow.
And before they quit, they had blown everything up on Clark Field that you could blow up.
Your airplanes and everything?
Airplanes and everything. They even strafed the Caterpillars that were extending the runway.
Did you get one plane off?
Yes, they got more than that. They got several off. And I think there were a few Japanese planes shot down, but that's, I don't remember the details. But
did they follow up now with an invasion?
Well, they followed up first. As soon as the big bombers left, the carrier-based fighters and bombers came in and strafed and bombed and just tore all things to pieces. And about 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, it settled down and they left. And nothing, well, then every day for several days thereafter, they came by on bombing raids, but nothing of consequence occurred until, oh, something around the 20th of December, they started landing. And that was the beginning of the Luzon campaign.